Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Very nice.
Thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank y'all.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
From San Diego to Indy, and you got to tell us about Switchfoot. That's a surfing term, right?
That's right. So we all grew up surfing, and
a lot of surfers in the room. I can spot them.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe not.
All right. Who still surfs? Do all of you still
yeah.
surf?
I surfed yesterday.
Oh my god!
With my dad and my little brother. This is my little brother Tim over here playing the bass, and he won the heat yesterday. But tomorrow's a different story.
But Switchfoot is when you're surfing and then you switch directions and face the wave, or is it...
So it's, say you normally surf with your left foot forward.
Right.
It'd be surfing with your right foot forward.
Okay. I'm a left foot surfer myself.
There
so
you go. That,
okay.
Yeah. So now you know. It's
Okay, so almost 20 years together, and this is the 10th record now.
Yes.
And it came out about a week ago, exactly a week
ago. A week ago. 10 albums.
Wow.
The whole thing started when Tim was in high school. I guess we've been playing music since like junior high, Led Zeppelin cover bands.
Yeah, lots changed since then. I have graduated high school even.
Yes. Barely.
How do you think the band has evolved over almost 20 years and 10 records? How's it changed and grown? Or can
it
you think
funny.
Of
any? Yeah, like as we were playing that last song, I was thinking about it because... On the one hand, everything's changed. You know, we started the band. You know, I was singing songs about dorm room life, and literally our first single was called Chem 6A. So, yeah, yeah, it's about a chemistry class I was taking in college. So, like, your head is in a different space. You know, I think that first world tour went on. I remember sleeping in London on the streets and like. Kind of making ends meet where we could. I think that changed my worldview, you know, in incredible ways, and it's continued to change. Even this last week, you know, you take a song like Dare You to Move and you put it in context of where our nation's at, what's going on in France, and I feel really honored to be able to sing songs that have meaning, that feels like that has a light to bear upon the world. The world situation currently.
Do you feel like it's not want to say easier, but the songs come to you, I guess, in a more expedient fashion when times are like this, or when you've been doing this for so long? Is it easier to write records now, write music?
For me, I have a really hard time writing happy songs. I can very easily turn on like the introspective button and write really melancholy songs, which I think. The irony is I thought that's where this record was going, where the light shines through. It felt like kind of a darker time for our nation. I was wrestling through some stuff, and then somehow in the middle of that, it felt like this bright light kind of began to shine through the wounds. And so that's the title of the record, The Wound is Where the Light Shines Through. So that's what I'm hoping for in our nation and, you know, around the world, that we can actually sing that song into the situation.
That's a good hope. And let's hope that's the case. You're back in town in October, October 2nd,
yeah.
At the Old National Center, 10-2. So you guys, they came through just to play for you today.
This is all about
you.
How
cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is that? So anyway, make sure you get tickets for the show in October 2nd, and let's hear a couple more from Switchfoot.
Yeah.